Well, good morning. It is October 7th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to read 1 Kings chapter 10. We're going to start the book of Philippians once again, Philippians chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 40, and Psalm 91. So let's get into the word today. 1 Kings chapter 10. 1 Kings chapter 10. Now, when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great retinue, with camels bearing spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she told him all that was on her mind. And Solomon answered all of her questions, and there was nothing hidden from the king that he could not explain to her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials and the attendance of his servants, their clothing, his cupbearers, and his burnt offerings that he offered at the house of the Lord, there was no more breath in her. And she said to the king, "The report is true that I heard in my own land of your words and your wisdom. But I did not believe the reports until I came and my own eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity surpasses the report that I heard. Happy are your men, happy are your servants who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God who has delighted in you and set you on the throne of Israel. And because the Lord loved Israel forever, he has made you king, that you may execute justice and righteousness." And then she gave the king 120 talents of gold and a very great quantity of spices and precious stones. Never again came such an abundance of spices as those that came from the queen of Sheba that she gave to King Solomon. And moreover, the fleet of Hiram, which brought gold from Ophir, a very great number of alum wood and precious stones. And the king made the alum wood supports for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, also lyres and harps for the singers. And no such alum wood has come or been seen to this day. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all that she desired, whatever she asked, besides what was given her by the bounty of King Solomon. And so she turned and went back to her own land with her servants. Now, the weight of the gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which came from the explorers and from the businesses of the merchants and from all the kings of the west and from the governors of the land. King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold, 600 shekels of gold went into each shield, and he made 300 shields of beaten gold, 3 minas of gold went into each shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon, and the king also made a great ivory throne and overlaid it with the finest of gold, and the throne had 6 steps, and on the back of the throne was a calf's head, and on each side of the seat were armrests and 2 lions standing beside the armrests, while 12 lions stood there, one on each end of the steps and on the 6 steps. The like of it was never made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. Silver was not considered as anything in the days of Solomon. And for the king had a fleet of ships of Tarshish at sea with the fleet of Hiram. And once every 3 years the fleet of ships of Tarshish used to come bringing gold, silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. And thus King Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom, and the whole earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put into his mind. And every one of them brought his present articles of silver and of gold, garments, myrrh, spices, horses, and mules, so much year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen who he had stationed in the chariot cities and with the king of Jerusalem. And the king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stone. And he made cedar as plentiful as the sycamore of the Shephelah. And Solomon's import of horses was from Egypt and Kew, and the king's traders received them from Kew at a price. And a chariot could be imported from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so through the king's traders they were exported to all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Syria. That was 1 Kings chapter 10. Let's move on over to Philippians, the book of Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. And it is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. And some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. And the latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. And the former proclaim Christ out of rivalry, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. And what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. And yes, I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayer and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I'm hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. And convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to you and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw that I had, and now hear that I still have. That was Philippians chapter 1. Let's move on over to Ezekiel chapter 40. Ezekiel chapter 40 today. Ezekiel chapter 40. We've got about 8 more chapters of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 40th year after the city was struck down on that very day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me to the city. And in visions of God, he brought me to the land of Israel, and set me down on the very high mountain on which was a structure like a city to the south. And when he brought me there, behold, there was a man whose appearance was like bronze, with a linen cord and a measuring reed in his hand. And he was standing in the gateway. And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and set your heart upon all that I shall show you. For you were brought here in order that I might show it to you. Declare all that you see in the house of Israel. And behold, there was a wall all around the outside of the temple area, and the length of the measuring reed in the man's hand was 6 long cubits, each being a cubit and a handbreadth in length. And so he measured the thickness of the wall, 1 reed, and 1 height, and 1 reed. And then he went into the gateway facing east, going into its steps, and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 reed deep, and the side rooms, 1 reed long and 1 reed broad, and the space between the side rooms, 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate by the vestibule of the gate at the inner reed, at the end, 1 reed. And then it measured the vestibule of the gateway on the inside of the reed, and then he measured the vestibule on the gateway 8 cubits, and its jambs, 2 cubits, and the vestibule of the gate was at the inner end. And there was the 3 side rooms of either side of the east gate, and the 3 were of the same size. The jambs on either side were of the same size. Excuse me. Then he measured the width of the opening of the gateway, 10 cubits, and the length of the gateway, 13 cubits. And there was a barrier before the side rooms, 1 cubit on either side, and the side rooms were 6 cubits on either side. And then he measured the gate from the ceiling of the one side of the room to the ceiling of the other, a breadth of 25 cubits, and the opening faced each other. And he measured also the vestibule 20 cubits, and all around the vestibule of the gateway was the court. And from the front of the gate at the entrance to the front of the inner vestibule of the gate was 50 cubits. And the gateway had windows all around, narrowing inwards towards the side rooms and towards their jambs, and likewise the vestibule had windows all around inside, and on the jambs were palm trees. And then he brought me into the outer court, and behold, there were chambers and pavement all around in the court. 30 chambers faced the pavement, and the pavement ran along the side of the gates corresponding to the length of the gates. And this was the lower pavement. And then he measured the distance from the inner court of the lower gate to the outer court of the inner court, 100 cubits on the east side and on the north side. And as for the gate that faced towards the north, belonging to the outer court, he measured its length and its breadth. And its side rooms were 3 on either side, and its jambs and its vestibules were on the same side of those of the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 25 cubits. And its windows, its vestibules, and its palm trees were of the same size of those of the gate that faced towards the east. And the 7 steps before would go up to it and find its vestibule before them. And opposite the gate on the north, on the east, was the gate of the inner court, and he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. And he led me towards the south, and behold, there was a gate on the south, and he measured its jambs and its vestibules, and they were the same size as the others. Both it and its vestibule had windows all around, like the windows of the others, and its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps leading up to it, and its vestibule was before them, and it had palm trees on its jambs on either side. And there was a gate on the south of the inner court, and he measured from gate to gate toward the south 100 cubits. And then he brought me to the inner court through the south gate, and he measured the south gate, and it was of the same size as the others. Its side rooms, its jambs, and its vestibules were of the same size as the others, and both it and its vestibule and the windows all around. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 25 cubits. And there were vestibules all around, 25 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. Its vestibules faced the outer court, and palm trees were on its jambs, and its stairways had 8 steps. And then he brought me to the inner court on the east side, and he measured the gate, and it was of the same size as the others. Its side rooms, its jambs, its vestibules were of the same size as the others, and both it and its vestibules had windows all around. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 25 cubits. Its vestibules faced the outer court, and it had palm trees on its jambs on either side, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it, and it was the same size as the others. Its side rooms, its jambs, and its vestibule were of the same size as the others, and it had windows all around. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 25 cubits. Its vestibules faced the outer court, and it had palm trees on its jambs either side, and its stairway had 8 steps. And there was a chamber with its door in the vestibule of the gate where the burnt offering was to be washed. And in the vestibule of the gate were the 2 tables on either side on which the burnt offering and the sin offering and the guilt offering were to be slaughtered. And off to the side on the outside of one goes up to the entrance of the north gate were 2 tables. And off to the other side of the vestibule of the gate were 2 tables. 4 tables were on either side of the gate, 8 tables on which to slaughter. And there were 4 tables of hewn stone for the burnt offering, 1.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits broad and 1 cubit high, on which the instruments were to be laid, with which the burnt offerings and the sacrifices were slaughtered. And hooks 1 handbreadth long were fastened all around within, and on the table the flesh of the offering was to be laid. On the outside of the inner gateway there were 2 chambers in the inner court, one on the side of the north gate facing the south, and the other on the side of the south gate facing the north. And he said to me, "This chamber that faces south is for the priests who have charge of the temple, and the chamber that faces north is for the priests that have charge of the altar. And these are the sons of Zadok, who alone among the sons of Levi may come near to the Lord to minister to him." And he measured the court 100 cubits long and 100 cubits broad, a square, and the altar was in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the vestibule of the temple and measured the jambs of the vestibule 5 cubits on each side. And the breadth of the gate was 14 cubits, and the side wall of the gate was 3 cubits on either side, and the length of the vestibule was 20 cubits, and the breadth 12 cubits, and people would go up to it by 10 steps, and there were pillars beside the jambs, 1 on either side. That was Ezekiel chapter 40. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 91. Psalm 91. "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear in the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague shall come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all ways, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. And when he calls to me, I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will rescue him and honor him. And with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, amen. That was our reading today for October 7th, 2021. God bless you, and Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye now.